Murphy and I have a new little Thursday night tradition that came about kind of naturally because our girls, Taylor and Phoebe, they're so busy in their lives. You relate to this, Sam, I know, that we're almost never all in the same place at the same time, the four of us.
Well, I mean, Taylor's a junior in college. Phoebe's wrapping her senior year of high school. A lot of extracurricular stuff.
And so, but it happened, just so happened, 3 weeks ago, we were all in one spot on Thursday night, and we grabbed dinner. And then the next week, Taylor was even like, hey, you know, are we going to go to dinner all together this week again? I thought, if everybody really is wide open on Thursday night, let's do it, the mm-hmm. four of us. So, and we did it last week, and we might do it tonight again. In fact, Taylor's already texting me.
I look forward to it. You know, it's weird, though, that has become a tradition, because when they were younger, we of course had dinner together every night.
Yeah,
you know?
But we don't now at all. But it'll change. All things change, especially within families as children grow, because in next semester or in the summer, Phoebe might not be available on Thursday nights because she's looking at a different sort of summer job. But anyway, we've started doing this, and it's just fun. I mean, we haven't let them pick restaurants yet. It's usually like, I want to pick this time. Murphy wants to pick this time. But
oh, that's another little fun thing you could do. You rotate through everybody.
Right. Yeah, there's four of us. If, you know, within a month, everybody gets their pick once.
Yeah.
But the other thing is that it's just quality time together. And one of my favorite things that happens with us happened on the way home last week when we did it. We're on the way home. We're just talking about them growing up, and they love when they're together to reminisce about their childhood mm-hmm. when they were little. And I've told you the story before about when they were little, and when I would take them to the grocery store, it would wear me out. And all moms know this who do this. If you take little kids to the grocery store, it's like going to the grocery store through an obstacle course, because they're constantly talking to you. They're throwing stuff in the basket you don't intend to buy. I didn't realize that they did it intentionally, but they did.
Oh, yeah.
They admitted. I didn't know that. I thought they were just being kids. Phoebe was like, yeah, it was so much. No, Taylor said, I used to love to go watch this to Phoebe. This is going to make mom crazy. She would just ask me a bunch of questions, just start talking to me about something. I didn't know they did that on purpose, but it was cute on the way home. You know what they did? They apologized to me.
Oh, yeah.
It was sweet.
It was sweet.
Little vindication, and now I understand.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your first Hollywood Outsider of the morning coming up at 6:20. And next, I cannot wait for this. I have to share my new toy with Murphy. Jody, if you will afford me a few minutes here, I would like to share something with Murphy.
Oh, okay, cool, Sam. What
a new toy, which I know Murphy likes to talk about.
I like toys.
New flashlight.
Oh. Well, you don't have enough, you know.
Never do, because
have you counted?
Every time a new one pops up that's stronger, you just got to get it.
Yes.
This one allegedly is 120,000 lumens.
120,000. That would burn your hand, wouldn't it?
That just sounds like false advertising, but it worked on me. But look how bright it is.
Oh, don't point to my eye.
Wow.
That is bright.
According to the specs on it, it can show 1,800 meters, which I looked, and it's just over a mile.
Have you tried that yet?
No, because I haven't. I need to go somewhere, not in my neighborhood, because I really don't want to be trying this one out.
Right, because it'll hit people.
Hey, why is Sam shining a spotlight?
Just look for an open window, you know?
Yeah, that's the thing. You'll get in trouble with your neighbors.
But this is cool, though, because it's got a little thing on it where you can actually charge. You know, you can use it as a charger, too, if you have to.
Oh, really? Okay.
In an emergency to charge your phone, and it's got a side light, too.
Okay, wait. My favorite part of this new toy that you brought in is the case that it's in. There is a case. He has a case for this.
It
looks like
the case?
Something. It looks military.
So every
looks
man military. Needs a camo case for his flashlight.
Yeah, all right. Well, as much as you go hunting, Sam.
Yeah, exactly. The outdoorsy guy that I am, right. I never want to be without my camo case on my hip.
You need to be sure to have that with you when you binge White Lotus again.
Oh, yeah.
I'm picking.
I mean, 120,000 lumens, actually, in my head, I don't know. It sounds like a lot. I don't know what it means.
Sounds illegal, doesn't it?
Yeah, because I think it's about 10,000 times the amount of the average flashlight.
Well, it's funny, and I'll tell you, this was on Amazon. It says 120. There's no name brand on it.
Of course.
And when you get the paperwork, it doesn't say anything in there about 120,000 lumens. It's just very bright flashlight.
Okay. Yeah, I think you would probably have to have, like, fans on something that, you know,
I would think.
But try it. You know, it's an interesting phenomenon if you've ever really shined a bright, bright light at night like that. Because if anybody casually does see it, they're concerned all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah. A light that bright. Oh, the cops are here. What's up?
Or something. Yeah, right, exactly. A light that's that bright. So you should be careful.
You lose power. You could just light all of your flashlights, and your house would be insane.
Looks like Sam's got a generator. All the lights are on.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by eBay.
I know you guys heard and saw the story that Dick Van Dyke was in a car accident this week and suffered minor injuries.
Single car accident, yeah. And I didn't realize he was still driving. He's 97 years old.
I'm about to say, that's the thing. 97, driving his silver Lexus vehicle.
And it was wet roads. So
it was wet roads. He slid into like a structure. He went sliding.
You see, police suggest that he take his driver's test again.
Oh, did they really?
Listen to us going off.
No, I mean,
should.
Oh, it's a jolly old
night. Supposedly given the DMV documents to suggest that he should go take his test again.
Yes.
Well, I mean, that's a good question. I mean, when you're 97, a lot of people probably would not be driving at 97, right? A lot of people aren't alive at 97.
Exactly. Of course he should.
A refresher couldn't hurt.
Our first little thing is, oh, but he should.
I guess so.
It's
not just
a matter of his safety. It's a matter of public safety, too.
He has been, it's amazing how independent, and he still remains at 97 years old. I mean, you see him in interviews. He's still very vital, very vibrant. And do you remember? It's been probably maybe 10 or 12 years ago. His car caught fire that time on the side of the road, and he had to get out of that.
Yeah. Such a survivor.
He is. He's had a lot of those kinds of things.
He's married, though. He's got a 51-year-old wife. Remember that story?
Well, that's why he's still driving right there.
Okay, he says that's one of the secrets to keeping him young.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Sam is the food dude.
I'll let you know which fast food restaurant's now going into breakfast tacos.
Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Powered by State Farm.
Well, somebody who has never done breakfast tacos before is getting into the breakfast taco game.
Who is that?
Duncan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They've never done tacos, so they're going to have it's going to have eggs on it, some corn, and you can order it with or without crumbled bacon.
You might as well get in that game because guess what?
Yeah.
I'm here to say hamburgers and pizza have always been at the top, but I think we love tacos like never before in America.
I mean, honestly, when you think about it, you can make anything.
Every day.
Anything can be a taco.
Yeah. Anything can go in a taco. So you'd have tacos every day for the rest of your life, and it'd be different.
So is this a flour tortilla wrap or a donut?
Yeah, flour tortilla.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Didn't know. Had to ask.
Okay. How about we put it in a donut? Let's just stick it to tortillas. Muya's got a new shake for us, a Fruit Loop shake.
Oh, Lordy.
It's got a strawberry flavor because all the flavors are the same there, and they sprinkle Fruit Loops on the top. Try that one out.
That's going to work
for
many people.
Any fast food place that's done this before either. Fried mushrooms as a side.
Instead of like fried pickles.
It's either pickles or fries or onion rings. Checkers and Rallies are now doing fried mushrooms.
It seems like it would work. I mean, we like mushrooms.
Oh, yeah.
We like them as appetizers in many ways.
Yeah. And you guys love the pumpkin pie or the sweet potato pie at Costco?
The monster pie. It is huge and delicious.
Yeah, you're going to have a new one to choose from this year at Thanksgiving because they just introduced a peanut butter chocolate pie.
Good grief.
And by the way, it's 4.75 pounds.
Yeah, and it probably costs $5.
That's crazy.
A 5-pound pie.
That's the problem with those pies and those bakery things is that you couldn't make it for as cheap.
Yeah.
That's the thing that gets you. You want to bake, but you're like,
$7.
Well, this one's kind of fun. Snoop Dogg's launching his own coffee line now. You know, he got into the cereal game, and he just filed a trademark for Snoop Dogg's hot dogs.
He's got wine, too.
He's got wine, and this one he's teamed up with an Indonesian coffee manufacturer. This is going to be called Indo XYZs. And we'll be able to see it in stores and in cold brew cans in the next few months.
Well, he knows he has a brand already that is associated with just all things cool and
other
fun.
Other things, yes.
Yes, of course.
Coming up next.
At 6:50, three things to know today.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, interest rates are going back up again. So higher credit card bills. The Federal Reserve raised interest rates again, this time by 0.25%. Inflation is not going down as fast as they had hoped, and this is how they make those adjustments. And it means higher credit card bills. It means higher mortgage payments. They say the average American mortgage with this rate hike is about average 250 a month, $250 a month for the American family. Number two, we've all heard about fentanyl for a long time now. Well, the DEA is warning about a new drug. They're calling it a zombie drug. It's called xylazine. It's an animal sedative and pain reliever that's used at veterinary offices.
So we got an animal tranquilizer that people are using.
That's hit the streets. Yes. Not that it hasn't been before, but it's like they're seeing more cases of it. They're able to pinpoint that this is what it, that's what it is. Horrible, horrible side effects. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is leading a charge to end the use of the drug everywhere. Just stop it completely, even in those vet offices. And number three, I don't know if you've shopped for jelly beans right now with Easter on the way, but apparently there is a little bit of a jelly bean shortage this year. One of the major factories that cranks them out stopped making them this year because they couldn't find enough pectin and starch.
Wow.
Which is what they
make. We got
make.
The Jell-O ones this year. We got
look for Starburst. Those jelly beans are insane. Belly. But supposedly there is a little bit of a shortage. Get to shopping now, I guess.
Three things for you to know today.
I don't know if hosting a big Easter get-together or Easter dinner or lunch at your home is a thing. It used to be in our family, for sure. It was a major. We would dress. I would have an Easter dress. We would go shopping for an Easter dress and, you know, when I was a little girl, a bonnet.
Yeah, we had Easter clothes, too. We'd get a new shirt and tie and slacks.
Right.
You'd wear them to church, and then we'd have dinner after.
Murphy, did you guys do it, too?
So, we did dress up for Easter photos. And yes, like Sam said, it was a new tie, but it was a clip-on tie.
Yeah.
Usually.
That's good.
Yeah, like they still are.
It was always at my grandmother's house, though.
Right.
My grandmother's house is where the, you know, Easter, a little midday, it was called Easter dinner, but it was like 1 in the afternoon.
We would do church, and then we would all, and so dressed up, and the church is packed for Easter Sunday. As my grandfather used to say, people, we got all the people who like to come for Christmas and Easter, and that's it.
Yeah, the twofers, Christmas and Easter.
And then we would go have a big dinner, and then we would do the Easter eggs and all the pictures and all of that. Well, so hosting a big Easter meal apparently is one of those meals throughout the year that's very stressful for the host family. Mm. It's as stressful as Thanksgiving, they say.
Okay.
More stressful than trying to catch a plane on time. Which Murphy would disagree with because that's a very stressful thing to him.
Yeah.
But I believe it. As somebody who's hosted dinners at my house, when you really think about it, it's why when everybody does finally arrive, it goes so quickly for me because it's kind of like, how's everybody doing? And there's so much to do. And I feel like I'm a good hostess in the vein of
planning.
Everything's ready and everything you need is there. But am I me?
Yeah.
Or am I tense? You know, the biggest worry is that will there be enough food?
Yeah.
Will everybody like the food? Right.
With me, it was always timing. You know.
Oh yeah.
Making sure I got this coming out at the same time as that. And, I forgot to put the rolls in. You know.
Yeah.
Something.
There's a lot to it.
An Easter dinner though is pretty straight up. I mean, right? I mean, it's not as, at least in my grandmother's house, it was not as complex as Thanksgiving.
Well, for you, she was the one putting it together.
But what I mean is there was an Easter ham. That's what she did. There was no turkey or other meat. It was just ham. Mm-hmm.
Still a lot, though, to think. I always think about it like walk through my home as if I'm one of the guests.
Yeah.
Is there creamer? Is there sugar? Is the coffee ready?
Right.
Is the coffee pot full? So much to think about. But anyway, plan now and try not to be stressed no matter how much you're putting on the table.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
720, Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Coming up next, though, Sam's Keep the Wow from yesterday just keeps on giving. That's next.
Murphy, Sam, and Jody podcast is an easy way to catch up on anything you miss. It's free. You can subscribe on, Apple or wherever you get your favorite podcast from.
Social media connect.
Okay, so from our Facebook and Instagram pages, Sam, your recent Keep the Wow about your grandson.
Hollis.
And when he says your name.
Pops.
Your grand name,
yes.
As you call it. And how that's been a wow for you because you said it was indescribable.
It is. You go from, this is the name I choose. And obviously when he's born, he can't speak. And you're just waiting for the time when it finally clicks.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I think it was Bop.
Yeah.
And then it's Pops. And it's like if you're just there at the house and you hear Pops,
everything fades away.
It's different. I don't know what it is.
Well, you're not alone in that. Kelly says, I agree, Sam. My heart explodes every time one of my granddaughters calls me Nana. It's such a blessing. Or Nana, I guess it's Nana. Deb says, totally agree. Heidi says, I'm Gaga, and she made it up.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that cool?
Those are the best ones. That's how my grandmother became Heidi.
Because her real name is Helen.
Helen, and my cousin who's older than me couldn't say Helen, yeah.
Yeah, those are fun.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a choice. When I was a little girl, I thought it was Mama and Papa is all we had.
I kind of wanted to go into that when Hollis, because Hollis is the first grandchild for me, mm-hmm. and I kind of wanted to go into it that way. If you remember, we talked about it a few years back. I kind of want to let Hollis pick what I am.
But
then it's like all the others, grands were picking, and it's like, well.
So you were pressured.
Well, that, and you want to make it easy. It's just like, if everybody's doing it, I'm not going to be that, you know. Guy in the punch bowl.
Right.
I'm going to say, my name is this. And so now Hollis is Pops.
I love it. And you're the only Pops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kathy says, it's the best ever. I have 11 grandchildren.
Wow.
And when they learn to say Nana, it's the best. Pamela says, it's totally indescribable. You're right. Yeah. To hear your grandchildren call you and you drop everything. It doesn't matter what's going on. You drop everything for them.
Because they think it's important enough to call to show you.
Yeah,
you know, come see this toy or come look at while we're feeding these ducks or whatever.
You're being singled out.
Yeah.
Pops. All right. We love hearing from you. Thank you from our Facebook and Instagram pages.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by eBay.
Dolly Parton has a new book coming out later this year. Here you come again. Oh, my gosh.
Just to go with the kids book club that she does?
No, not at all. This is a behind the scenes look. In fact, it's so funny. Her title is too cute. Why is Dolly so smart? It's called Behind the Seams, My Life in Rhinestones.
Oh,
it's about
seams.
Everything she wears.
Yeah.
How her looks have been put together through the years. Costume, hair, all of that.
Huh.
And she is one of the most interestingly dressed celebrities of all time.
Yeah.
She really is. And you got to know, when you see like celebrities and you're like, man, they always look so... They're not buying off the rack and just hoping it fits. It's all custom created
for them.
That's a trick in life for men and women to know. If you have a special event, you're going to be receiving an award or something, you just need to look really on point.
Yeah.
Buy something, but then go have it tailored to your body.
Yeah.
That is a fact. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this book comes out in October. She's like, she's going to share all the stuff that she's worn, the choices, who's helped her get those looks. It's a behind-the-scenes book.
Well,
Behind the Seams, My Life in Rhinestones, a fashion book, October 17th from Dolly.
Just in time for Christmas.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Always a good time to go thrifting, right?
I mean, I think so, but there is a best time during the week to thrift shop. Tell you about it coming up next. If you love to thrift.
Yes.
Which means what?
Thrift shop.
Okay.
Your youngest, Murphy, our youngest, Phoebe, loves to thrift.
You could technically thrift at an estate sale or garage sale too, right?
Yes, but I think when you say the words thrift,
you're going to a store.
You mean you're going to a thrift store to find out what they have. You know, they've already done the hard work usually. Like, you know, they've had the donation, they've organized it, hung it up, and there it is. And
put the color tags on it.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you what's true about thrifting. We're going to get to the best times to go thrifting. That's the reason I bring it up. There are the best times of the week to go thrifting, and we're going to hit that for you. First, I want to say there is a rush attached to when you find a real find at a thrift shop.
Yeah.
It's happened to me, and it's like, mine. I wouldn't have let that thing. It was a bag. I wouldn't have let that thing go for anything.
I found a real baseball jersey for $5.
Oh, wow.
And it was like, I'm just getting it just because you don't, those things
see it every day.
A couple $100. You
are they?
Buy one for $5, just get it, whether you like the team or not.
Okay.
You almost want to say to the people, do you realize what you did with this?
Yeah.
Do you realize the discount you're giving me? You almost want to tell them. Okay, so the best times to go thrifting, you guys want to guess?
I guess with donations being done over the weekend, maybe the best time is by the time it's been inventory, Tuesday.
Yeah, early in the week.
Okay.
They're busiest on the weekend, but they also, and so it makes you think that the store is a mess on Monday and they've got nothing left. But the truth of the matter is, if they have a good system in place where they're constantly, there's always somebody on the clock there, handling the donations and getting stuff on the floor, more donations come in during the weekend. and especially after a long holiday weekend, because that, right.
Where people clean out.
People clean out. And at the beginning of the week, not only is it long weekend or not, if people have had their own estate sale or garage sale and then they have stuff left that sell, they donate it. So early in the week, and the weekdays are better anyway for thrifting because you get, it's almost like having a front row seat.
Yeah, it's less crowded.
Right, because there's all, you know, I don't know what percentage of the population, but it's a big percentage of the population has to be at work Monday through Friday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you don't happen to, like if you have that day off or something.
Right, you do a lunch break. You know?
Oh, a lunch thrift.
Yes. Yeah.
Up next, Jody's three things to know today. Three things you need to know today.
Number one, TikTok's CEO is in D.C. today. His name is Xu Zhiqu, and he's set to address a committee today and describe the firewall between the company's American operations and China and the protections, you know, against foreign access to it. There are prepared, like, written testimony pieces already floating around. So it's like, let me state this unequivocally. We're expecting to hear this. ByteDance, which is their corporate owner, is not an agent of China or any other country. That's what we're going to hear today from him and
that's
much
what we're gonna
more
hear.
In
yeah.
Washington. Right. Number two, I'm sorry to be the one to tell you this, guys, but Chevy is discontinuing the Camaro. The 2024 model will be the last. No idea what will replace it yet.
It could live on in like a new iteration, but
it's true.
The Camaro is gone.
But you know who's really buying them now? Not the general public, police departments. Mm. They're the ones buying those sort of muscle cars, those that and the Dodge Challenger. So we shall see. And number three, Stevie Nicks released some sad news for fans.
Took my love.
She's postponing Sunday's show in California, and several other shows will be rescheduled and announced soon because of COVID illness within the band.
Somebody's
sick. They're taking all precautions. So Stevie has to take a concert touring break for now.
Three things for you to know today.
Babies on planes.
Hmm.
We've all been on a plane where there's a baby. And I don't know how you feel about it. Different people feel differently about it. I always worry for them because when you're on a flight is when you're more likely, me, I don't know about you guys, get to have
the pressure change
pressure,
in your ears.
Your ears, yeah. Thank you. Sometimes my ears hurt me so badly, I've cried.
Yeah.
And then other times, it's just a pop and I'm good.
Yeah, the baby doesn't know how to pop its ears.
No.
And that's what I think of every time I hear a baby crying on a plane. Is just like, they don't. But you know what? Right. The thing is, it like from the standpoint of hearing that sound, the plane is so loud anyway, a baby crying doesn't bother me on the plane. You
yeah,
know
sometimes
I mean?
You don't even hear it.
Right,
or,
yeah.
you know, you see somebody going, you hear that baby? And you're like, what?
Now, a baby crying in the movie theater, that's a different story.
That is a different story. Right. I always worry that, what if they also have an ear infection and they're on a plane? That makes me hurt for them. However, that's not the reason we bring up babies on planes. There's the Association of Flight Attendants. Like, she didn't know there was that union, but there is that union. They want to ban parents from holding babies on their laps during a flight. Right now, currently in that industry, kids under two can fly for free on the parent's lap. And that's why you see them on the parent's lap.
Yeah.
And because they're under 2 years old.
So they're concerned about safety issues just the same way that
yes,
you would
be
in a,
there's
in
a spike
car?
In turbulence recently.
Yeah, okay.
Serious turbulence.
That makes sense. Yeah.
I can't watch those videos, but the serious turbulence, it's got flight attendants worrying like and thinking it's only a matter of time before a mom or dad can't hold on.
Yeah.
And then what's going to happen? Mm-hmm. Imagine. Like,
so are they saying use the car seat? But
they're saying, they're saying new parents would have to buy the seat and put them in the car seat in the seat.
Right.
That's also going to be another issue because the baby's going to want out of the car seat.
Yeah.
Probably the whole flight sometimes if mom's sitting right there.
Well,
as long as
the baby sees the seatbelt light is turned off, you know, they can,
yeah.
They're free to move about the cabin.
Exactly.
So what happens next?
Lawmakers getting involved, reviewing a lot of federal aviation rules.
Okay.
By the end of September, we should have some answers. If you're flying with a child and you're not sure what to do, check with your airline.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
820, Jody has your Hollywood Outsider, and next, Sam has music news.
Yeah, why we all have to wait until Ed Sheeran passes away to hear his final album.
Sam's got music news.
Brought to you by AutoZone.
Ed Sheeran's got the new album coming out May the 5th, the new Disney special May the 3rd, and now he's on the cover of Rolling Stone. Bad habits
lead to late nights. Eddie.
Big interview covering everything. In fact, it's not all fun and games either. He's talking about the future of him musically. He said he does have another set of five still secret symbol albums in his head. You know, like he's got the five math ones right now. Yeah. So he's got another set of those in his head that he wants to work on. And he says his final album is going to be released after he dies. Mm. It's going to be in his will that he's going to release a posthumous album.
So he's already working on that?
He's already working on it. And he said he's going to work on it the rest of his life. Just as certain songs come to him, he's adding them to that album.
That's so interesting.
Only artist I've ever heard of doing that.
So when he passes away, we could get an album with like 60 or 70 songs on it. You never know. Whoa. He also said... last year, you know, the bad year with his friend passing away.
Yeah.
He said he had to go seek therapy in England, and he said that's really a hard thing to do because people in England think it's really weird to have a therapist.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah, he was suffering from bulimia. He said that came from body image issues. He said he was always hanging around, you know, Justin Bieber. He was the One Direction time where all the kids had the six-pack abs.
Okay.
He said he felt like here I am, this big guy. I want to look like them. So he had bulimia issues for a while.
Body image issues.
Body image, yeah. So sad. Went to the therapist. He said he's back on track right now. As far as upcoming stuff, he's written a song for the current season of Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to hear that. He's got work again coming with Justin Bieber. And Shakira and Pharrell Williams. So a lot of stuff on the horizon for him.
So it's
But you got to wait for the last album.
Okay, that's
a long
fine.
Time.
It's good that he's being open about all that stuff because people do need to hear it, especially the body image stuff, because everybody can have that.
And some good news for Mr. Post Malone, I guess. He was facing that lawsuit with the guy who claims he helped Post write Circles, this song here.
Oh, yeah.
And there was going to trial Tuesday of this week. Last minute, as they were, in fact, they were doing jury selection. They had audio equipment set up in the courtroom and everything. And then guess what? We reached an agreement.
Huh.
No disclosure yet on what the agreement is, but therefore no trial, no jury,
nothing.
Coming up next.
Your Hollywood Outsider.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by eBay.
Here's a story I never expected, but Gisele Bündchen, who I find fascinating as a person, she is opening up about her divorce to Tom Brady already. I never thought we'd hear this, but to Vanity Fair, she's done this whole interview where she talks about... You know, her divorce with him, her breakup with him was the death of my dream, is what she called it.
Does she get into the why?
We'll get there.
Oh.
The death of my dream. The way she stated that is so relatable to so many people who have been through that, because that's what it is. She says it's
funny
tough.
Because on the other hand, he was trying to keep his dream alive a little longer.
Well, she says it wasn't about football.
Oh, really?
It was not tied to him unretiring last year. She said, and this is a little bit vague, and it's okay to be vague. We're not owed any of this explanation. Sometimes you grow together, and sometimes you grow apart. So she's saying they just grew apart. It's not like she was, you know, it was a deal breaker for her that he went back to work, which is what it seemed like to the world.
Right.
Right? But she said, the death of my dream, tough because you imagine your life was going to be a certain way, and you did everything you could.
Wow.
That's a really... eye-opening way to explain it that a lot of people can relate to.
Do you think Tom will ever give his, you know, really be open and give his side?
I do think he will. His will be different, though. You know the way Tom talks.
Yeah.
It'll sound like a football plan.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Got an email for you from Brandy. She's a fine girl.
All right,
what
Sam.
A good wife she would make.
She may not even know what that means. It's an old song.
A very old song, actually.
Okay. Well, Brandy writes in that I've worked at BBW for years. That's Bath and Body Works.
Oh, okay. Hey, Brandy. Yeah. Oh, gosh.
And I'm more than happy to suggest new fragrances for Murphy.
Okay.
Because this goes back to the itching issue Murphy's having.
Well, and look, I have no idea if it's connected to that White Sands Fiji thing or not.
Fiji White Sands is the scent that I put in the wallflowers in our bedroom and hallway. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I put them in, two nights in a row, Murphy was just itching like crazy. And you were allergic and you couldn't sleep.
It was the only change. So, I mean, I think that could be. Yeah. But, you know.
I woke up and both of my wallflowers were sitting there. I was like, oh. I know what's going on here.
Brandy says you can find the fragrance notes listed on the tag. Like, if you like fresh and clean scents, which I think Murphy mentioned,
yes,
look for the wallflowers with the light blue strip on the tag.
Okay. Oh, cool. Okay.
If you purchase those refills less than 90 days ago, Jody, you can, if you have your receipt, take them back and switch them out for something else.
Receipt is the issue.
Digital receipt, maybe? Because I know Bath and Body Works likes digital receipts.
Yeah, I probably do.
I think they do. Jody doesn't.
Oh. What is this? Delete.
I'm kidding. I am just teasing
It was
you.
Only two. So if I can't find the receipts, I'll give them to you, Sam, or give them to someone who also uses wallflowers. Yeah.
Well, thank you for the email. That's helpful.
Yeah, thank
that's
you, Brandy.
Helpful, yeah.
Brandy.
You are a fine girl.
That's right.
See?
Yeah.
I have some comments from our Facebook page regarding the post, the quote thing that I had said about if a woman and men, you need to know this, you may not understand it, but if a woman puts on the wrong bra in the morning, your whole day can be shot. You are stuck in the wrong bra all day. It bothers you all day. Mm-hmm. I had that yesterday. I had that this week.
Sorry.
Stacy says, yes, and a woman should never own a bra so wrong that it ruins her day. It's true. Another thing you guys don't know about bras is that, and women, if you don't remember this, most women do know it, go get fitted often, at least once a year, because that all the ladies change as you grow and age and you need different bras. They can change. You're not the same size you were even 5 years ago. Mm. No way. And another Stacey says, and ladies, the first time the bra doesn't go well with you, ditch it. You're worth it. I love it. Thank you. Keep it coming anytime on Instagram and Facebook.